Chapter 15, Bethlehem. We want now to write to you about an important city in the land of Judah, which is called Bethlehem. You will remember that this was the city of David, because he and his fathers were born there. But what is more wonderful is that it is the city where the holy child Jesus was born, because he came of the house of David, as well as from the tribe of Judah. The first time that Bethlehem is mentioned in the Bible is when Jacob was returning to the home of his father Isaac. You know that Jacob fled from his brother Esau and came to the house of his uncle Laban, and there he met Rachel, the daughter of Laban, and wanted her for his wife. Laban made him serve 7 years for Rachel, but when the time came after 7 years, he deceived Jacob and gave him his elder daughter Leah instead. Then Jacob served Laban another 7 years before he would let him marry Rachel. Now Jacob loved Rachel most, and no doubt he would have made an idol of her. But God blessed Leah with children, while Rachel had none, which was to show Jacob that he should not think too much of Rachel. So Rachel prayed to God, and he heard her prayer and gave her a son who was called Joseph. Later on, she had another son who was called Benjamin. But when Benjamin was born, Rachel died, and Jacob had to mourn over the loss of his beloved one. This was just before he came to Bethlehem, and Jacob buried her there and set up a pillar on her grave, which is called Rachel's tomb to this day. We shall now take you forward a good way into the history of Israel until we come to the time of Naomi. She was the wife of a man of Bethlehem whose name was Elimelech. There came a time of famine in the land of Judah, and instead of trusting in God to supply them with food, Naomi and her husband went into the land of Moab. But there her husband died and her two sons. What trouble she had brought herself into! She now wanted to go back to Bethlehem, but she had the wives of her two sons to think of as well, and she took them with her. The name of the one was Orpah, and the other was Ruth. Naomi was so sorry for them that she told them to go back to their own land of Moab. You will remember that Orpah went back, but Ruth loved Naomi and her people and would not leave her. So these two came back to Bethlehem, and God blessed Ruth there because she loved his people and wanted to be one with them. In the course of time, Ruth was married to Boaz, who was of the same family as Elimelech. Then God gave them a son who was called Obed, and he also had a son whose name was Jesse, and this was the father of David. You will see by this time why Bethlehem was called the city of David. It was the city where he and his fathers were born, and it was in this city that Jesus was to be born. This was spoken by the prophet Micah, who said 700 years before Jesus was born that it was out of Bethlehem that he should come forth, who was to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. This meant the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he was the Son of God from everlasting, and yet would be a child born in Bethlehem. When the time came that Jesus should be born, his mother Mary was living in the city of Nazareth. But see how wonderful the providences of God worked, so that the words of the prophet should be fulfilled. Just at that time, all the nation of the Jews was ordered to be taxed, and everybody had to go to their own city to pay their taxes. So Mary and Joseph had to leave Nazareth and come up to Bethlehem, which was the city of David, their ancestor. While they were there, the child Jesus was born, and as you know, they laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus the scriptures were fulfilled, that he should be born in Bethlehem. And we may say, so will all the word of God be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. So we shall prove it true, that all who are brought to know their need of the Lord Jesus to save them from their sins and to believe on him as their Savior will be brought to heaven at last. But all who have no desire after him and live and die in their sins without him will be lost forever. May we be taught of the Lord and be found amongst his sheep who know and follow him. You will find about Rachel's death in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, and the account of Ruth, of course, in the book of Ruth. Then you can read of Jesus being born in Bethlehem in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.